Be'ezrat Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, the laws of Tumah of Tzaras, and the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity. When this Perek, the Rambam discusses, as we mentioned in the previous Perek, there's the actual Nega itself, that's the platform, and then there's also three Simanei Tumah, there's three identifying features that then make that Nega into a Nega of Tzaras that's Metame, and one of them was the white hairs is a Simanei Tumah. And that Rambam begins in Halacha Aleph, this halacha of the white hairs. Seir lavan shuhusim tumah batzaras. As we mentioned in the previous parak, that there's white hairs that would be an identifying feature of making this tumah batzaras. In parchas mishtei saras, that's not less than two hairs. For kama year arkan, how long do these two white hairs have to be? Kadesh yu netolis bazug, that they can be cut with a scissor. They're long enough to be taken. Now, let's say, even if one is longer than this measurement, but one is smaller than this measurement. Or, let's say there's two hairs, but only one is white and the other one is black. One of them on the bottom, it's one. Then it's split. The hair is split on the top. It looks like two, but it's not really two, it's only one. Or, let's say, if the root was black, even if Eresh and Malbin, the tip was white, all these cases are Eretz Tar, it's going to be Tar, as we said, it has to be two white, long hairs that are long enough to be taken with a tweezer or with a scissor. Now, Hayikar and Malbin, Eresh and Mashke, but let's say the roots were white, and even if the tip was black, Afa Besha, love and kosher, and even if the white on the bottom is very little, Tame, it's going to be Tame, because that will qualify as two white hairs. Halacha Beis. Shtei Saris Levan Hashem B'techa Nega. So if you have these two white hairs that are inside the Nega, even if there's black hairs amongst them, the hem of Zaris, and even if they're scattered, these two white hairs, achas kan, achas kan, one on one side and one on the other side, as long as they're inside the nega, those two white hairs are a sign of tumah, making that into a nega of tzaras that's tame. And even if the nega, which the minimum measurement, as we mentioned in the previous parak, is the size of this bean, and it's exactly that shear of which is an area of 36 hairs. Even the black hairs that are there, that area of where the black hairs are, do not diminish the measurement of the shear of the nega. Now, whether if the two hairs were inside the baharis, which is the white stain on the person's body, and the baharis is a perimeter around these white hairs, whether they were at the edge, either way, hariz atame, that's going to be a nega that has a locha of tuma. Now, but if let's say these two white hairs were on the side of the nega, right outside of it, there's a tar, then it's going to be tar. Because it has to be at shiyya ha'or, it has to be up until the skin. It has to be that it sprouts, these two white hairs, has to be in the area that the skin is love and is white. Now, let's say the two hairs were inside the nega, but it's leaning over onto the outer part, onto the regular skin. That's where it's sprouting from within the nega. And so to the reverse, let's say it was outside, but even if those hairs are laying inside the nega, it has to be that these two hairs are growing inside the nega. Now, this time we say that the two hairs have to be white. Though that white is metame b'chol mara, that contaminates whatever shade of white it is. Bein shoy levanis kashelig, whether they're white as snow, which is the whitest white that we know, or bein shoy levanis loiven day b'yeso, whether it was a white that was very, very a dark type of white. Hoylem or ein lamin, since their appearance are white, tame, it's going to be tame. It's not the same as we said, the four shades of white that we need for the actual nega itself. The white hairs are any type of white. More halacha dalad qualifies, where's the area of this hair that contaminates. So, ein seir lavan siman tumah. These white hairs are not to be considered as a siman of tumah. Atshi begufa beharis, as we mentioned, until they're in the body of the beharis, which is the white stain on the body. Kitzur, how so? So, besides, as we said inside, there could be different ramifications and cases how it could be problematic, meaning not being able to become a nega. Let's say you have a beharis. Ubetech ushchin, and inside this beharis, which is a white stain on the person's body, in that beharis, there's boils, oy michfa, or burn, oy bayak, which is not a nega. It's too light of a shade. It's not as dark as the. It's not as light as white as the membrane of an egg, Oy michyas hashchin, or you have the healed flesh of a boil, or michyas hamichba, the healed flesh of a burn. Ushtei saras levanis. Now you have the two adheres, betoich hashchin. So it's inside the beharis, but not really in the beharis itself, because in the beharis you have the boil, and the two adheres are in the boil, oy hamichba, or in the burn, oy haboik shabateich hanega, or in the boyak, which is inside the nega. Oh, then Einon and Tumah, those two white hairs are not going to be a sign of Tumah. Which obviously we're talking about that the Shechin or the Mikvah themselves are less than the Gris. Because if they're the size of a Gris, as we'll see later on, that in later Prakam, that they themselves are contaminated without combining the Baharis, which has the white hair, because they themselves are Simon Tumah. But they're less than the Shir. And so therefore the white hairs in them are not going to be a sign of Tumah. Hence, Marezuka Baharis, so this Baharis, this Nega, is as if it's Sheim Basir Lovin, as if it doesn't have any white hairs at all, because the white hairs are not inside them proper, the Oscar. So then all you do is quarantine, as you would do with any Baharis that doesn't have the Simoni Tumah. And this is Alpha Pisha Baharis Makefes, even though Baharis is surrounding Esashchin, the boil, or Yasamichva, or the burn, or Yasmichyasin, or their healed parts, or Yasaboyik, or the Boyik Sheshben Shteyasar, that has two hairs in that, it doesn't make a difference. Even though it's surrounding the whole thing, it has to be that the white is in the Beharis itself. If there was a boil, a michva or burn, or mechiasin, or their healed parts of the burn or the boil, or bayak, or there was a bayak, there was makefesh de asaris that surrounded the two hairs. So it's actually not in the shchin. But what happens is that the boil is separating the beharis into two parts. You have the inner beharis, which has the two white hairs inside of it, which is surrounded like with a ring of a boil. And then you have the outer Baharis, which is like a ring around that. So it's actually, even in the Baharis, still Hare Elu in and Simon Tumah. Those two white hairs are not going to be a sign of Tumah because the hairs in the inner part of the Baharis is not effective for the outer Baharis. And the inner one's also not going to be Tumah because the skin of the flesh in the inner part is not fit to expand into what's around it because there's no healthy flesh around it. Which is one of the halachas of Pisyon, which is a sign of Tumah, has to be able to expand. It can't expand because what's around the inner is actually a ring of a boil, which is not an element that it could expand into. So vahadeha beheres. So this beheres is kebeheres she'im b'seir lavan. It's as if it doesn't have white hairs. And miyasker, and you're going to just put him through quarantine, but you're not going to consider him as Tumah. It's like as if there's no white hairs because it's not, you have the ring of the shchin that's separating from the outer one and from the inner one. Again, it can't be either because it doesn't have where to expand into. Halacha hey, holchu lehem hashchin. Let's say that boil that we said that it was on or that was separating those two cases of the priest's halacha, the boil disappears. V'habayik or the bayik or v'amichvo, the burn, shekiva esasar salavanis. That was either surrounding the white hairs, oy nismachin lehem, or that was near them, oy cholkin lehem, or separating them. Now the nimtzu now comes out. Now that that boil disappeared, that shtiha sa'aris, that the two hairs are b'teicha b'heres b'gufa is now within the b'heres, in the body of the b'heres itself. So if this happens b'seif ha'shibur rishon at the end of the first week of quarantine, and b'seif ha'shibur sheni at the end of the second week of quarantine, he's a muchud, so he's confirmed as a mitzayra because boom, you have a b'heres with two white hairs inside of it with nothing separating. But if they didn't disappear, it's still like as we described in the previous halacha. Well, then you have to end it, then you let him go, because it's as if there's no white hairs, and if you didn't have any Simon Tumah after 2 weeks, you let him go, and he's tar. Halacha Vav. Here the Rambam qualifies, the timing of when the two white hairs appear is critical. So, Ein Seir Lov and Simon Tumah, so we said it's important where they are, it's important what the dimensions are. Also, Ein Seir Lov and Simon Tumah, the white hair is not considered a sign of Tumah, Achetaktim HaBaharis Es Seir Lov. Only if the Nega, the white stain on the body came before the white hairs. Shemek says in the pasuk in the Yikra, it says the he hafcha seir lavan, and it went and turned the hair into two white hairs, which it sounds like shata hafcha isa beharis, that the beharis that was there now it turned its black hairs into two white hairs, which means say the beharis are there first and then two of the hairs turned white. Avon kadam seir lavan as beharis, but if let's say the white hairs were there before the beharis, and then harehi kebeheres she'im b'seir lavan, then we actually treat the beheres as if it doesn't have a sign of tumah because we don't qualify those two white hairs because they were there already before, and therefore as if they're not there. And if we ask you, then you put him into quarantine. You cannot confirm him tumah as a mitzayir. Halacha vav, ha'isavay beheres. Let's say the person had this white stain on his body, let's say like the color of snow, uva seir lavan, and there was white hairs. Okay, v'hochel boy, so he became confirmed tumah as a mitzayir. Then the beharis, which is on the skin, that white disappears. But the two white hairs remained. Okay, but Batari is tar because there's no nega. You have to have the nega with white hairs. So he's tar. Then subsequently, after they made him tar, the Baharis comes back. The white stain on the body comes back in the same spot where the original Baharis was. And you still have, which had never disappeared, the two white hairs are now inside of that. So this is what's called as deposited here. Meaning, it's as if the first Baharis, which already left, had deposited the white hairs over here, and the deposit is still here. And the innocent of tumah, that's not a sign of tumah. Because now the pasuk says, we mentioned before, but we're coming from a different angle, v'hi hafcha seir lavan, it turned it into white hair, which we had said before, obviously the baharis has to be there first, but moreover, it has to be shafachatahi, that this baharis, that is v'hi, is it turned the hair into white. Lo shafachatah chaverta, not that its fellow baharis had turned it into white. Here there's a new baharis. The old baharis turned it into white hairs. So the new one is not going to be able to use the white hairs from the previous baharis, and therefore that's not going to be enough to make it a simatoma. If let's say he had this baharis, this white stain on his skin, the size of a gris, which that's the minimum size of the nega. Now, uvashte saris, and there's two white hairs. Okay, v'huchel was confirmed as a mitzara. Then, v'halach b'menu kachatzi gris. Then, half of the size of the bean, it disappeared. So now he's only left with half the size. So batar, so he's tar. It doesn't have the minimum measurement. But, v'nishru shte ha-saris, but the two white hairs remain b'chatzi gris anisha. The two white hairs were in the half of the bean size, of the half of that bean size, which still remains. And then, the area where half of the stain disappeared, now a new half of bean size comes back in that same place. And you still have the two white hairs in the baharis, that's now the size of a gris, because they were still remained in where the half of it was. Still says, no, it's not going to be a sign of tumah. Has to be that one baharis made these two white hairs. Here, it's like half and half. So again, it's not enough, and it's not sufficient to make it into a negative tzarasta as tumah. Lachatez, continue on this theme. Baharis kechatzi gris. Let's say you have a baharis, a half of a bean, half the measurement. The imbuklum, and there's nothing in it. Then the noldu bitzi, the baharis kechatzi gris. Then it develops, right after this half of the measurement, it develops the other half, right next to it, contiguous, a size of another half a bean, which has the sheer now of a gris. Uvasar achas, and in that new development, there's one white hair. Okay, harizal hasgir. So you quarantine him because it has to be two hairs to confirm. So it's going to be quarantined because it has the sheer of a neger. Let's see beheres kechatzi gris. Let's see have a beheres, a half of a gris. Uvasar achas has one white hair inside of it. Then the nodla beheres kechatzi gris. Then it develops another beheres, the size of the other half of the gris. Uvasar achas inside of it is also one white hair. Harizu lahazgir. That's only going to make quarantine. Why? Even though now there's two white hairs in the measurement of a gris. No, you cannot confirm only to confine because that first white hair was developed when it was a half of a gris on its own and not through the whole nega. So you didn't have the whole nega and then the two white hairs. So therefore, it's not going to be qualifying for making a mitzvah mukhlit. But however, and actually, moreover, is actually Baharis Kechatzi Gris. Let's say you have Baharis, again, the size of a half a bean. Uvash Deisos has two hairs inside of it. Vinodla Baharis Kechatzi Gris. And then develops a Baharis, the size of a half a gris. Uvasar Achas, and there's one white hair. Here also, again, Harizal Haskar is only going to be quarantined, not to confirm, because the half a nega turned those two hairs, and not all of the nega. And the new part was only one more hair, so it wasn't a full nega and then two hairs. But Baharis Kechatzi Gris Vemoklum, let's say you have a stain the size of a half a bean, and there's nothing in it. The nodla Baharis Kechatzi Gris, and then it develops another stain right next to it, the size of a half a bean, which is now the whole shape of a gris. Uvoshte Saris, and now there's two hairs that came with that another second half. Ah, Haris Lahakh, that's gonna be confirmed as a mitzvah. Why? Shri Kadma Baharis Lashteha Saras Alabanis, can now the whole stain of a gris was there before the two white hairs, because it's the second half that came with the white hairs then on it. So you have the full nega, and then the two white hairs, that's going to qualify with halacha of a nega tzaras. Now, let's say suffolk seir lavan kadam. Let's say we're in doubt. We don't know, did the white hairs come first, or suffolk a beheres kadam, or did the beheres, the nega come first, which it has to be beheres, then the white hairs. So the halacha is hariz of tame. It is going to be considered tame. But says the Rambam, you're early, it appears to me, shatum masa b'suffolk, that its tame is out of doubt, but not as a definitive tumah, but rather because of the doubt we treat it. So when any these always different halachas regarding the situation of doubt, it's out of doubt that it's going to be considered as a nega, but not definitively.